NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. This was, of course, not a time for a policy speech, I guess. This was a pep talk.
It was absolutely a pep talk, and he started right literally in the first minute of the speech by acknowledging the family members, many of them who are spread out in front of him in this giant airplane hangar where he just delivered this speech. And it was a pep talk. It was a way to say thank you for your service, but it seemed like more than anything he wanted to drive home the point that knowing that people are watching all of this on TV and getting daily reports on the radio and scouring their newspapers, and they're hearing of fatalities and kind of the difficulty in moving through a sandstorm. He wanted to make the point that progress is being made, measurable progress. In fact, he said in the last 3 days alone, U.S. troops have moved over 200 miles toward Baghdad, and that they have Baghdad in their sights, even though difficult fight still ahead.
So even though we weren't in that hangar, well, you are. But what I'm getting at is he's addressing all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's certainly a speech that was geared toward many here in the military, families, and he asked for veterans to give a cheer, and some people from this base also served in Afghanistan. But mostly he was talking to the country. It's the kind of speech at a military base that I guess you expect about a week or 6 days into a conflict, such as we're seeing over in Iraq.
And now he's going to get an intelligence briefing from Central Command?
Yeah, he's got a couple more hours or so here. He will have two intelligence briefings, actually. One from members of Central Command here, updating him on what is happening over there. Obviously, it's the same kind of information that he gets in his daily briefings at the White House, but he'll be doing it down here at CENTCOM. He also has a briefing that will deal with what's called Operation Enduring Freedom. He referred to it in the speech. That is the administration, the military's name for the larger war on terrorism around the world. So there'll be a specific Operation Enduring Freedom update. And before he heads back to the Washington area, he plans on having lunch with the troops here. They tell us he'll go through the chow line today.
What are White House officials saying about the war?
They are, like we heard from the president here today, I mean, they are really trying to drive home that point that they never expected this to be easy, they say, that there are very, very difficult battles ahead. We heard the president allude to the kind of fighting and what he described as kind of dirty tricks being carried out by Iraqi soldiers. But their point is that they know they will win. It's just that they're not saying when it will be over.
Very good, Don. Thank you so much. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne traveling with President Bush, who has just spoken in Tampa, Florida at MacDill Air Force Base, the home of U.S. Central Command. I'm Bob Edwards. This is special coverage from NPR News in Washington.